Okay, free advice right now from an Olympian. That doesn't happen every day. Like, you go speak, you travel to go speak all over the world, don't you?
I've done it. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So people pay for this, and I figured while you're here, we're going to get it for free. Okay?
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Just don't do it too often, okay. Please, so I can keep making a living. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so Alex, you're an Olympic athlete. You have 2 Olympic medals, right?
Right.
Yesterday, I started back at the gym. I haven't really been working out all summer. I was away for half the summer. The other half of the summer, I've just been making excuses. So I went back yesterday and I'm like, okay, you really have to get back in it, you know? And I've gone on some good runs where for like a year or a couple of years I'm working out hard, but as you know, like, it dips and
for sure.
Then you take some time off and it's hard to get back into it. So I figured, who better to ask like how to keep my mind in this game than you?
For sure. Well, yeah, I guess I have a few things that I could tell you to encourage
you.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Sure.
I'm taking notes.
And first of all, I know you refer to me as the Olympian a lot, and that was part of my life a long time ago, and that was kind of a job for me, you know what I mean? But
right.
in my life after Olympic sports, I go through exactly the same thing you do in terms of, and I'm sure a lot of people out there is the same, you want to get into it and it lasts a couple of weeks and then you kind of fade out and then you're off for another 2 months and then you start over all over again.
I get it, but you're a little too humble because it takes something special to be able to become the best in the world at something. it just does. There's something special there happening. There's some sort of like dedication in your brain. I don't know that it's always like just pure talent that people ride on, but
no,
some sort of dedication, right?
And dedication, and of course the love for the sport, which I had. But I think what I want to talk to you about today is on a day-to-day life for I mean, regular people, I want to say. And
okay,
I'm part of that group
so
now
saying,
as well.
We're the same. Okay, I'm writing that down.
We're actually
the same, but he has a six-pack. Okay, let's keep going.
One of the key things is consistency.
Right.
And that's the hard part, obviously, is to stick to it most of the time. And another thing to help that, I think, is to diversify what you're going to be doing. I tried to go to the gym and I realized at one point it's not for me. I don't like the gym. So I need to do a bunch of different things that, you know, will hurt in different parts of my body every once in a while, will drive me in a different way, which are also good things, I think, because yes. If you're always doing the same thing, it gets really redundant and it can get redundant really fast as well. And so,
right.
it's really hard at that point to motivate yourself because you're just kind of like, oh boy, okay, here we go again. I know exactly what's coming in front of me. And it's good to be challenged in different ways as well, right?
True.
Another thing is to, depending on what your objective is, take your time.
Okay.
It's okay to you have to know that you're not going to make changes 2 weeks from now.
Absolutely.
It's a start, yes, but it's going to take time. And a lot of times, even when I was diving, the objective, say, at the beginning of a season to lose weight and get back into shape was you need to be in shape 2 months from now because we're competing. So that's a different mindset, which is not necessarily a good one. When you know that, okay, I'm taking 6 months of my life, I'm taking a year of my life right now to get in better shape and
right.
change my habits and really build that consistency that I was talking about. It's important to know it's okay to take your time.
Okay, I'm writing that down. You will not get a six pack in 1 week.
Okay. No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Another thing that I realized myself in my day-to-day sort of training life right now is you will never forget going to your training session. And not forget, regret. You will
regret.
Never
That's
regret
true.
Going,
absolutely.
But you will always regret bailing on it. Every single time.
Yeah.
And that with time, I've realized, you know, I was going to go for this bike ride. I was going to go for that walk, or I was going to go for whatever, play tennis. And then I didn't go. Every single time, 100% of the time,
you
I regret
it. Mm-hmm.
But then when I kicked my butt and I decided to go, even though I didn't feel like it, I never regretted it. Not once. This is like a no-fail situation.
Absolutely. That's a good point. That's going to keep me going, I think, for the next little bit. I might need some more advice soon.
Okay.
Though, okay?
Well, you just call me.
Okay,
and
perfect.
We'll do it on the air.
Okay.
This is good.
If you have questions for Alex, you can text him as well. Maybe we'll have a new segment called Ask Alex 92925.
I like
but not too much, you said, right?
No, of course. As much as you want.